Welcome back for another episode of the Radelaide Summit Podcast. On this week's episode, we cover our first underage guest, Kid McCoy, the Keystone launch party, the breakthrough.
The Keystone.
I said the Keystone, didn't I?
Okay.
Did I?
Three of us heard different.
Really? I'm going to listen back to this and think, am I having an aneurysm? Anyway, the Breakthrough Foundation charity ride and more.
How was that?
Oh, it was great. All right, come along for the ride.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened to us before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high, but we'll probably just shame ourselves because we're not as fast as you. Definitely not this week.
No.
Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers. Alex.
Hello.
Miss Your Wang.
G'day.
Frankie.
Hola.
Kid McCoy.
Hi, guys.
And I'm Cashy. Welcome, guys. Welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
Yes, as always, we need to know what's been happening on or around the summit this week.
Sorry, what was that?
Around. I'm a little dusty, okay? I went on a ride today.
You're looking
friends.
Very tan, too, by the way.
Anyway, Wang, what's happened this week?
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday night crits, just giving back to the Norwood Cycling Club. Alex was there with me on Tuesday night, joined on the bottom corner. We had a bit of a bottom corner party going on.
Yeah, chuckle watching the peanuts in A grade.
Yes, yeah. Friday, I had a power blackout, so it couldn't work, so I went for a ride. No Wi-Fi, so that was...
He doesn't know what a hotspot is.
I was pretty happy with that.
I know, right? I know. So we get a screenshot of power outage in the Wang suburb, and then the next 3 seconds later, it's him out on his bike already. It's like, how did you...
It was too quick to actually message Alex before it, and they're like, what are the odds his ears out for a ride?
Straight out. So, yesterday morning, went and met the bunch after chop, and then some coffee and ride. Last night, I had the launch party, which we'll go and talk about a little bit later. So, some exciting news coming out of the launch party there. So, could be a
9 months time.
Could be a daddy 9 months time. So,
can't be such a turkey.
had a certain person that's keen to have a baby and need a sperm donor, so who else but the Wang to help out.
So, well, I guess you do have one, so.
Yeah, two, three, or two and a half, so. Yeah. So watch this space there. Thinking of names at the moment.
Yeah, because you've got premium quality, right?
Yeah, 100%.
On that, Lil Wang. Yeah, thinking of names, have you come up with anything yet?
We could call it
Burnt Wang.
Wang Loaf. Warmed up, so nice little loop that went up freeway. We did actually do a bit of recon for next week's course.
Ooh, good work.
Which will be pretty spicy. And then down Norton's and then did a sort of beach loop around Seacliff, and then back there. Shout out to one little kid, little Liam. 13-year-old. His first ever 100K that he did.
Hell yes.
Yeah, thought we were going to have to dig a hole and bury him on Dawes Road because he just hit the wall, the poor kid.
Yeah. Did you have to do a little bit of a push?
No, we just...
Alex chucked a caffeine gel down his gob and... boom, he was gone.
Wow.
He literally came good.
Yeah, he probably won't sleep tonight. he'll be pretty hyped.
It was funny that we were rolling up to a government house for the last time and his dad's like, it's only 97Ks on his Garmin. Oh. So they had to go do a block.
Look for your first. Yeah. You know what?
But every time after that, with
every time after that, 99.
Yeah, we're sitting at the Adelaide Oval, and he's like, oh, it's only going to be 97. And Alex is like, around the block you go. So him and his dad went around the block. So
good work, Liam.
So, yeah, shout pretty out. Big week this nice. Week.
Yeah. Frankie.
Well, for those who listened to last week's episode would know that Kodak Moment, we gave him a challenge to try and get an epic calf pick, and he did exactly that on a Tuesday night. Yeah. For those who saw on the socials, honestly, you could hear my calves from a mile away. He made them look like I was the most elite person I've ever seen in my entire life. I looked at myself and I was like, I would swipe right on that. Just purely my leg.
Just for your leg.
Just for my
did
leg.
You send her the unedited version?
What?
Which one?
The one that James sent us, where there was no definition. And he's like, look what Photoshop does.
We Photoshopped it.
Nah. No, see, I didn't see that. This is called bullshit.
No, it was an impressive
flat
calf.
As a pancake.
I hate you.
I had to Photoshop a few of my Everest photos.
Oh, really?
Like this new AI thing on Photoshop, and that worked wonders.
And what can you do with it?
You can like, they were like, I didn't make myself look like smaller or bigger, but you can like drag super zoomed in, and I'm like, oh, no one needs to see my legs.
So okay. Like, that's actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can use Photoshop.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Cool. You might have to teach me.
AI used it.
Oh, AI. Right.
Yeah. AI can do anything.
And then also a fun story today, guys. I did not join the breakthrough ride, but I went on my own ride with Yeats McDaddy. And then
Sarki
keep waving because I thought they were just waving at me and being super nice. But then, like, you know, mid-wave back, I have this, like, vintage fucking truck behind me doing a beep. And I look back and it's like, oh, okay. Makes
Beta
sense.
Birdwood.
It's not for me. Yeah, Beta Birdwood.
Did you drop into Bunnings at all today to buy anything?
No. Why? No?
Maybe some duct tape or something to keep your dress down?
No.
From last night?
No. Hey, it was not my fault. It was windy. So, yeah, that's what I did this week. And that's all I will say is ride bikes. So, Cashy.
Ah, my week. It was good.
I think I've heard this before. Yeah.
What do we do? Yeah, so mum and stepdad came down for a couple of days. G's birthday today.
How old?
7.
Oh, really? Going on 17.
Yes.
Groundhog Day.
unique. New York.
I'll play it twice.
So I stitched her up. I bought this little nano block Pikachu for her, and then I bought her a bodyboard as well because we've been like hitting the beach a fair bit, and she's just got this pissy little Barbie one.
Mm.
Anyway, so I took the leash off and just put
the leash off.
The leash off the bodyboard.
Yep.
So I just wrapped those separately and just gave those to her.
Yeah.
And well, oh, happy birthday.
And she would have lost her mind.
No, she was just like, oh, thanks, Dad. Like,
oh, she didn't make like, a fuss.
No, she didn't. She was amazing.
Because she's not a spoiled little brat. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, here we go. So like her bodyboard got her like this collector's edition Harry Potter box set.
Wow.
And a bunch of other stuff. And she's like, oh, my God. Yeah, so.
Oh,
we went out to brekkie and brunch and stuff, and then after lunch, she went to the movies to watch Taylor Swift.
That's in movies at the moment.
Yeah,
it's just coming out, hasn't it?
Supposed to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two younger sisters, so she's sounding like very, very familiar.
Do they like Taylor Swift?
Yeah, they went last night.
Are they Swifties?
Big.
Yeah.
they didn't get tickets.
Swifty or Swifties?
Yeah, I tried.
I'm a big Swifty.
Yeah, you are.
Sad Swifties.
And there's the dad just putting his hands up in the corner.
I don't think he was too devastated.
Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, like
that's a yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't. I don't know.
It's okay to say yes.
I don't hate her music. Yeah. But like I'm not a crazy person.
That's okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Is she coming to Adelaide?
No, she no.
Nah.
Few rides.
Actually, yeah, hit like 10 hours, yep. Climbed 3 times.
You left us early after chop.
Yeah, I needed to.
I was pushing chamois.
I was like, you know, when you're trying to find the keys to get in the door, and you're like, oh, my God. So run in the door. I had to poop.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Had to cut his ride short.
Yeah, cut my ride short. So.
Well, speaking of climbing, I have a question for you.
Yes.
So you are going to go to Bali, but I know that's not happening for a little bit.
Yeah, not to the end of
Does
November.
That mean you're going to be doing the Kermis?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
So I'm hoping to get about a gastro like tomorrow so I can, so I can lose about, 8 kegs.
Yeah.
Be fine.
Good work.
I don't know. I was just rolling up there today on the charity ride.
Oh, wow.
And how was it? Wang and Raf were doing some hot laps of the course.
Raf dropped Wang.
Really? Ooh, that's controversial. Because I thought this was your like bread and butter.
Your training.
Raf is second in GC.
And quite good on a unicycle too. But yeah, all in all, it's been a really, really good week. Just, good vibes all around. Mm. Alex, how was yours? Tanned individual.
Tanned individual, yeah. I slept for 6 hours total for the week.
How are you alive?
Yeah, exactly. I did a couple of echelons on the bike. I did Monday Arvo and I did Wednesday Arvo, exactly the same session. Died on Monday. Like, couldn't hold 240 watts. And then did the same session Wednesday and destroyed it.
Yeah, classic. Yeah,
literally. Like, and I went to the gym that day too.
Yeah.
Odd.
Nothing makes sense.
I know. Anywho, and then, yeah, so that Redemption Wednesday night, watched the racing on Tuesday.
Yep.
Decided in true form to disconnect Wang's DR2.
That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, but he's onto it now, so I usually pull the cable out the back.
How do you disconnect it?
Pulls it out of the cable.
The first one, we're at the lights because I met up with Wang on Tuesday and we did a cute little waterfall gully.
Yep. Cute.
Yeah. Got a PR, actually. Waterfall gully. Yeah, yeah. He's just chatting. I'm just like looking at my watch because it's on my
watch.
My watch. And I'm just sitting on 400.
Yeah.
It's like...
So yeah, disconnected his rear derailleur, which he knows to look for now. But whilst he did that, I disconnected the junction box as well.
What's the junction box?
Where everything comes together.
Oh my god, that's so mean.
We're riding home and Wang's like,
we're doing like 40k an hour up Paynham Road, and I'm spinning my ass off. I've got no gears, and I'm plugged into the rear derailleur. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So, and he didn't tell me until I got home.
No, deliberately.
Oh my god.
We did chop yesterday, Kashi.
Oh,
it was very windy.
It was very windy.
Yeah, it was like 45 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, it was. Even Garden of Eden said it was a hard chop.
Yeah, he sent some data afterwards. It was pretty wild.
It was very spazzy.
We did the launch party last night. I slept another 2 hours this morning and then did the charity run today. So, yeah, good fun.
Amazing.
Yeah. Kid McCoy, what's your week been like?
Yeah. I think it's been my smallest week on a bike or off a bike for 3 years, I reckon.
Oh, wow. I mean, that's understandable.
How many
we'll go
hours?
Into later. Yeah.
1 hour.
1 hour.
It pained me. So I slept Sunday. I woke up feeling very fresh on Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I ran on Monday.
Saw that.
I was very excited. I was supposed to only go for a jog, but I ended up doing a jog and maybe one or two reps with the group. And then didn't do anything Tuesday. And then I had sports day on Wednesday, which I think put the nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
I was going, it was like, oh, I haven't even felt like I've ridden. And then I tried to run at a quick pace off of not much.
No dice.
And yeah, that really hurt.
Oh dear.
And then I had a chalky milk, and 2 hours later...
I did see some footage of that.
Recovery of champions. Yeah.
You should send that to the moment. Do you follow the Div 12 resins?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You should send that to those boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, miraculously came good after sports day and did a, I'm going to call it threshold running session.
Yeah.
But not much because I was still quite sore.
Yeah.
And then Thursday I did nothing. And then Friday, the school has like a mountain bike club. So I got out on the slug enduro bike and...
On the slug? What's a slug?
It's like, it's an enduro bike. It's like 16 kilo bike.
Hey, Jesus!
With like suspension that's like...
That's like half the weight of you.
So like a truck.
Yeah, pretty much. Third. So...
Where'd you go?
We went out to Craigburn Farm.
Oh, cool.
Cut some laps, didn't see any snakes. There were a lot of downed trees.
Yeah.
Mm.
Didn't die. Legs felt okay. But it was just that top end speed that was not good.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, so Saturday, I had work at Contour in the morning. Didn't drop any coffees, didn't spill anything, annoy any... City people or
city
cyclists.
People. That's a bonus. Good work. Yeah,
and then played cricket in the afternoon up in the hills for Stirling, and the Mighty C grade got the victory.
Good work.
Mm-hmm.
Batter, bowler, all rounder.
I came in with a couple of overs to go. I was
took out the tail end,
expecting to hit sixes, and I hit my second ball straight up in the. Air and
water. It was out.
Oh, duck.
Yeah, quite sad.
Golden duck?
No, second ball.
That's all right.
Had a look at it. Yeah, so I was a bit sad off of that, but we got the chockies in the end.
Okay.
That's what you want.
It's like...
Yeah.
Didn't you win most of your sports day? You won most of your races or so?
Yeah, I did the 8 and 15 double, which was good. That was pretty rewarding because I'd not been much of a runner until I started about... 8 months ago.
Okay.
That was a bit of a bit of a change.
Just a bit of a natural to anything by the sounds of it.
So. Yeah, this bloke has got all the things going for him. So, with that, we would like to formally introduce our guest, Kid McCoy.
Kid McCoy.
Kid McCoy.
Wow. Frankie.
What are you doing?
Stop it.
Stop.
Re-ow.
I'm so sorry.
That make him blush.
That could be your child's name, Re-ow.
At the very ripe age of only 17 years old, he is proving himself 17. To be an absolute animal on the bike. So for those who know Kid McCoy personally or listened to the podcast last week with Kodak Moment, they would know that he's just completed the monstrous effort of Everesting Mount Osmond. Is that right? It was Mount Osmond?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay,
yeah,
good. Nice. With a total of 41 laps of Mount Osmond, totaling to an 187-kilometre ride, Kid McCoy spent a grueling total of 12 and a half hours on the bike, and he did it to raise some money for charity.
Good work.
Yep, and has shown us what he's made of. Still only in year 11, I have a feeling we haven't seen the best of this kid yet. So, I have some questions for you, which everyone can butt in whenever they want, but walk us through the lead up to you deciding to do your Everest. Like, why did you decide to do it and did you train for it?
So I've been, like, I'm gonna say I've been planning it for, I think, December last year or Christmas.
So that's like the half the time you've been alive.
Yeah, pretty much. That was when I, like, really put the foot down. But I guess I've got roots in mountain biking, and a group of my mates, I reckon 2 to 3 years ago, they kind of wanted to do one.
Yeah.
But never got around to it. And I guess this was kind of it. I just was kind of like, really want to do this. But I always kind of saw it as kind of a bit out of reach. Like, oh, it's just insane, a bit crazy.
Was it the distance or is just the amount of elevation or time?
It's just
that was
a
just
big bike ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I think time, like, it's just, I was expecting 16 hours plus.
Yeah.
Done in a rapid time.
Yeah. No, but I did it for Cycle for Sam, which is a charity, great charity, and Challenge 21. So I first started supporting them 3 years ago now, and Challenge 21, so pretty much 21 days in October. Like, the whole idea is you do a challenge to raise money for Cycle for Sam. And the first challenge I did 3 years ago was I went on a 100K bike ride. I think it was my second 100K bike ride ever. And I rode from the hills to Victor.
Wow.
So a relatively, I guess, easier 100K. But that was pretty hard. I did that with Dad, and that was my first challenge.
Nice one, Dad.
So this is not your first rodeo. Cycle for Sam. So rodeo. Is there any, like, reason why you keep wanting to give back this charity? Is there a personal reason?
Yeah, so the guy that runs it, Marty Michelle Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Roberts is a teacher at my school. He's my year 7 geography teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just the nicest people.
Shout out to the Roberts.
Yep.
Yeah. His son, Sam, died of really rare disease when he was 4. So they've raised almost $1 million.
Wow.
For the foundation since, I think, 2006. I might have got that wrong.
Wow. Is it the same one Rowan works with?
Rowan Dennis. He went to the same school as me. So that's the connection.
Connection, yep.
There. And then last year I rode 1,000 Ks in the 21 days.
Wow.
With a 221, for Challenge 21.
Yep.
Right at the end.
Oh,
and
nice.
I went
out
to McLaren Vale and then did, like, Outer Harbour loops.
It's very Wang style, actually.
We're familiar with those Outer Harbour loops after 200K rides, aren't we, Alex?
Well, I think that was my first time ever riding Outer Harbour.
Yeah. Really?
It's not pleasant.
Last time riding Outer Harbour.
Mate, if you're going to be riding, that won't be your last time, trust me.
I hate the beach.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, and then that led on to, like, well, I had to step it up this year. So Everesting was the go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think I almost overplanned it.
Yeah.
But then went in over prepared but underprepared at the same time.
Yeah.
I think I got to the point where I was like, oh, let's just, you know, wing it and go from there.
Well, can you tell us what kind of logistical planning did you undertake? And, like, were you given any advice or anything like that before coming into this?
So I set the date, I think, in March. I sat down with Mr. Roberts in his office and just wrote down a date that was in between Super Series.
Yeah.
I think I chose Osmond because, like, I wanted a lot of people out. I just wanted it to be, like, a really good, like, good vibes, like, really cool day, almost like a party atmosphere. And I was tossing up the three climbs that I had on my list was Lofty, Osmond, like Devil's Elbow Freeway, and I also had Pole Road.
Where's that?
Pole Road, Pole Road Bank.
Yeah, it's kind of
sketchy through the night though.
Yeah, Upper Sturt Road. There's a little general store in Upper Sturt. Kind of sneaks off the back of that. It's a beautiful road, probably one of my favourite roads in Adelaide.
Goes back over to Iron Bank, doesn't it?
It's about 10%, but I would have had to do 80-odd reps of it. It feel like 10%.
80 reps? Yeah.
So that's pretty grim.
And that was also the thing with Lofty and the freeway. It's 80.
What so was what would be Lofty, though? Yeah.
It's just Lofty's like over like high 200 Ks. So that's a...
So from the roundabout? Yeah.
From the roundabout to Mount Lofty House.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
Yeah, you don't get the flat bit or the dip.
You know, what's funny about that is like when interstaters talk about Lofty, they actually mean going up the freeway.
Yeah.
And you're like, what
or the other way from the top of Green Hill to there.
Yeah, well, we did Lofty. No, you didn't.
Yeah, I think you picked the right one then, by the sounds of it.
Mm. And the road surface is pretty good.
Yeah, since they resurfaced it.
Yeah, that hot mix.
And a lot of people like tend to... If you think of the 10% climbs in Adelaide, so like, not so much your corkscrews, that's a bit shallower, like your corkscrews, almost your cherry bills. So I think Osmond's one of the easier 10% ones. Mm. I don't know. That was kind of my thinking.
I would agree. Yeah.
It's an actual average of 10% rather than spikes of 15, like cherry bill and corkscrew.
Would be filthy.
Yeah, cherry bill. That got crossed off the list pretty quick.
I think it's the dead end too. Like, you don't want to be descending
there's
into that.
There's some interesting cats down the end of that road.
Yeah. Isn't there a dodgy farmer down the end of that road?
Yeah.
Well, is he the one that shoots people?
Yeah.
That's Snowtown, mate. No, just...
What it is.
Yeah.
Cherry Bill.
Yeah.
Because, but they're kind of like, well, we have to put Cherry Bill in the dirty dozen anyway.
Ah, okay.
Mm. Only when you're going down there with lots of people.
Yeah, when you got backup.
Yeah, wow.
In terms of training... It was a 6-week block was what I kind of set out. So
you only trained for it for 6 weeks beforehand?
Yeah, it wasn't a huge block. I thought.
But you have general riding anyway, yeah?
Yeah, so I had my week normally consists of now, in the past, like 2023, run Monday, Wednesday, ride in between, maybe a rest day on Tuesday.
Maybe, keyword.
He's got age on his side.
No training peaks, no... Garmin, anything. I only just got a Garmin. It's just pretty, you got to remember why you ride. So you ride for fun.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess training that fun as well, but not.
It's fun doing 24 hours a week.
And I also think I've done a stack of Everests that after 4,000 metres, physical fitness doesn't actually help.
It's all upstairs.
Yeah, all mental, 100%.
Yeah, so the first training, first thing that kicked it off was early September. I did the Dirty Dozen, so I did that last year, and I did it this year, but I trained really hard for it last year. I did not train at all for it this year. I thought that was going to be it's all about, I was talking to a few people about it in the last couple of weeks, all about perception.
So 100%.
It's like, if you're doing an Everest, a half Everest seems really easy, so I did the Dirty Dozen last year, so this year the Dirty Dozen was going to be easy to me, so I really underestimated it before I went in.
Yeah.
So I was like underfueled, undertrained, etc., and I had a very rough day. Like I was labouring very.
Would you recommend the Dirty Dozen to young Frankie?
It is an awesome ride.
I can't climb.
Yeah.
Well, I actually struggle with climbing. Are you? Well, that doesn't mean shit.
Yeah. No, it's a ripper loop because they change it each year. Okay. And they just take you up like it's Dirty Dozen, so there's 13 official climbs, but I reckon it's more like 40 to 45 climbs.
Jesus.
Because rather than going on the flat routes between the climbs, they take you up all these like tiny little pinches. And that's what killed me. Just
they
going
start to burn you.
It's just effort after effort.
Yeah, because you fatigue and you get like fatigue in your legs, and that's just where it can fall to shit, right?
It's gains.
Yeah.
And then after that, I decided to sort out my bike and spent pretty much the value of it at the bike shop, putting on a brand new drivetrain.
Yeah.
So I now have a 1-to-1 ratio. So I've got 34.
34? Nice.
Which is not enough.
For Everesting? No, yeah, no.
It's not enough.
No. So what bike did you ride for the Everest?
Yeah, so I've got a 2015 Giant TCR.
Yep.
And I got it off Marketplace a few years ago, originally to put it on the trainer. But yeah, I hate the trainer. So the
Really?
The trainer now lives away in a corner. with no bike on it. And that's now a road bike that I use outside
Nice.
Yeah, rode it on the weekend. So.
Yeah, wow. So as Alex mentioned before, that like your like having a good mindset is like one of the key things that you need to keep pushing through like and finishing your Everest. So can you actually just walk us through what happened for you over the duration of your Everest, whether that was like your mindset or what was happening, whatever you, however you want to answer the question?
Yeah, well, I drummed it up a little bit. So the goal was to get as many people out as possible on the day. Mm-hmm. And I did, I think I did 3 reps on my own. So I did 30 to 33 on my own. They were the only reps I did.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So I had one of my mates start with me. He did 3,000 meters of vert. And then I had Harndorf do, Harndorf, I think, 6 or 7. He was like very, very good because he Everested in February.
Yep.
Yeah.
Osmond as well.
He's a pretty small human too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's got tiny legs. yeah, he was like, he gave me probably the best advice out of anyone because I talked to a lot of people about Everesting.
Yeah.
Some people hated it and were like, oh, it sucks. but no, he was really good about pacing and everything. Yeah, so he came out for a bit and then I had a whole heap of like just people all day, probably had 30 people roll through the continuation of the day, and it was just awesome.
What time did you start?
I started at 5.
Okay.
I started the Garmin early, so that's why my lapse time's kind of a bit skewed. I started that at like 5. And the weather was really funky. It was like borderline between jacket or no jacket.
Yeah, I remember that day.
And it was raining.
Yeah. Mm.
And it rained for 7 hours.
Oh, no.
But like, grim. Yeah, just never thought negatively of it. Just.
But it wasn't super heavy rain. It was more that misty shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. And the road was really wet. So, yeah, my mate, who came out and did the first bit, crashed lap 5.
Oh, no.
Poor bugger.
He said to me at the top, oh, I'm just going to go back to the car, get some food. I'll take off because I suck at descending, so he would like gap me.
Yeah.
He took off and just like bang, tarmac, Assos bibs ripped.
Oh. $500 bibs.
Yeah. Yeah. So he ate the road. He's okay.
Bloody hell.
How far did you go down when you were to what? Where'd you do the turnaround on the bottom?
So where it kind of where Thirkell Avenue kind of joins on the sunny side,
mm-hmm.
And I made sure to like go right the way around.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Got the rep each time on my Garmin.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, right to the top near the light pole where it kind of flattens out.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was really good. Baker's Dozen came out at the end on an e-bike.
Bless.
It was good. Then I had a guy called Aaron Nitschke do, I think, 13 or 14 reps through the middle. Nice. He's a fellow runner.
Wow. I was going to say, I know that last name.
Yeah, he's a gun.
Is he Michael's brother?
No. I don't think there's any relation there. Okay. Yeah, he's like, I think he runs a 14, 25K, so he's quick. Yeah, he's a machine, so I think he's going to do an Everest soon as well. And I had a heap of other people come out throughout the day. Like, that is what really got me through it.
Yeah.
So why did I help you get through it? Is it because people, like, brought you food, or is it just, like, having people there supporting you and knowing that, you know, you've got a crowd around you helping you through this? Like, what was it about that?
Oh, I think it's just someone to talk to.
Mm. Like,
I
like passes the time, basically.
And just talking about random stuff all day was just good. And it just made that time tick really quickly. And it probably made me ride a lot quicker having people with fresh legs there.
Yeah.
Because I got a negative split it. So my first 3 reps were my slowest rep.
Slowest.
So we went out. The goal was to do 15-minute reps the whole day.
Jesus.
But what do you call it? I was looking at all these Everests, and I'm like, everyone that Everests negative splits or like pretty much even splits the whole time.
Sorry, can someone remind me what negative splits again?
Faster in the second half.
Okay.
Yep. And whenever I run, whenever I ride, I always fade at the end. So I'm thinking, oh, I'm just going to go out too fast and just hold on. But that changed big time. So my first 3 reps on my slowest, we went like 17, 16, 15. And then just after halfway, so when Aaron kind of joined up, we started like cranking it. And we got to like, most of them were low 14s, mid 13s. And we dropped a few high 12s as well.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a power meter?
No, that would be worth more than my bike. So that was the thing. I was going to run heart rate.
Yeah.
But the night before I was like, no, just disconnected it. Looked at nothing. Didn't even have my laps. So I was looking at my laps on Strava that night.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what I was doing. I had vert distance time.
Okay.
I set it at 3 things. I didn't want to see anything.
Wow.
Probably a good move. Alex is grinning, so he must agree with that.
I just put laps, nothing else. Not even time of day.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that was a good call because I think your body is your best indicator because all those other things vary. 100%.
It might have even like played into your motivation a little bit negatively.
Yeah.
Especially when you start hitting the wall. Did you hit the wall at all?
Yes.
When did you hit the wall?
Lap 3.
I love this.
So yeah, as soon as Harndorf came out, I didn't want to. He was always asking me how I felt, and I lied. I said I was feeling good, but my legs felt really heavy.
Yeah.
Because it was like the first time I like properly tapered into something.
Yeah.
I was just feeling, you know, when your legs feel heavy just for the whole ride.
Yeah, it was Sunday. Yeah, it was good.
it kind of never tipped into the red zone, but it kind of just felt like that the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, yeah, laps 15 to 25 with Aaron were, like, that was, he saw the worst of me. Like, that was just absolutely dark. Terrible. But
what was happening for you in your mind?
Oh, we were just talking. I think he played the Rocky theme song on repeat for a rep.
Is that... Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that was good. I think we were just like going up the hairpin like crazy people. Yeah, but I was kind of just like... Before going into it, I was like, I think I'll do it, but like at what cost? I thought it could be a 16, 20-hour day because I thought it was going to get really ugly. But I guess I was just eating all day. And if I was to do it again, that would be the biggest thing. I change because when I go out and ride, I don't eat anything really.
Ooh. Yeah, well, on that, so nutrition and your fueling plays some.
What did you fuel?
I plan my nutrition like really well. So my grandma made me a fruitcake. That was the MVP. I had some Vegemite sandwiches. I had a packet of Smith chips. This was all the things set up that I was going to eat.
Yep.
My sister made me some donuts.
Shout out to this.
Through Contour, Velo for Oz. Big shout out to them. Yeah. They hooked me up with like. The most amount of gels and bars
good
and
stuff
chews that I've ever seen. And they were like, what got me through because I was, this is what Harndorf said. I ate before I was hungry. I drank before I was thirsty.
Yeah.
And I had like a lot of gels really early.
Mm-hmm.
That would have sat nicely.
Yeah. So this is the story. So stupid me didn't prepare for any of this. So my stomach started feeling really suspect.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Really early on. It was kind of a case of rather than eating to schedule, it was whenever my stomach felt okay, I was going to eat as much as I could, you know, to a degree. And then I went through periods where I just could not eat at all.
Yeah.
And was just smashing gels.
Yeah.
What
did you do for the toilet?
I didn't need, I reckon I went to, I counted 10 number ones.
Yeah.
And it was clear each time.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
That's good. Cool.
So I drank a lot of water. And then I, about halfway, just before I turned to Coke. So I had,
three liters of Coke.
Holy
wow.
Man, close to my heart.
That was,
back before 9 o'clock.
That was so good. So I got my bike back from the bike shop this week, partially to stop me from riding it. And there was Coke stains
Coke everywhere.
Right
Love that.
Near the bottom
so
bracket.
Good.
Well, I was told you actually totaled 8,800 calories that you ate throughout the entire day, which is insane, considering that it's like what...
Matches his vert.
Yeah, well, so you need 1,300 calories for an average person to exist, and then you just like triple...
But you would have been smashing through on a rough, like, what is it, generally as an endurance... High tempo endurance ride, you're smashing through about 1,000 calories an hour.
That's the goal. I did not eat that.
No, and you never do. Yeah. But that's good. That's really good.
Yeah. Did you have breakfast on the morning of?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't eat breakfast.
But yeah, they're silly.
I'm big on breakfast. I think that's probably my best meal of the day.
Same.
I had 2 pieces of Raisin Toast and a bowl of cereal, which is the go-to.
Mm.
At like 4 o'clock in the morning.
it's hard to eat at that time of morning.
Did you?
Euros.
Did you sleep much? Being excited? No,
I did not sleep.
No, like me.
It was like 1:30.
And you were like, fuck.
I was just sitting there like wide awake.
It's always the way, right? Like, yeah.
I just get super excited before stuff like that.
Excited or nervous? Or you just
excited.
Can't tell the difference.
I just want to get going.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then when I got, it was kind of, the weather was actually like, temperature was good. The rain was a little annoying, but who cares?
Anything that you would have done differently now that you've done it?
Yeah, definitely the nutrition side of things.
So what would you be eating instead of grandma's cake?
No, I think the food, like what I ate on the day, was like perfect. That's what I would have had.
Yeah.
I just would have trained with
trained
it.
Your body a bit more.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you can't just smash your body
you can't just
with
smash gels.
80 grams of carbs
you will
without training
yourself.
Your yeah. stomach.
Because I found that out the dirty weekend on the mountain bike at Fox Creek.
Yeah.
24 hour race. I did the 12-hour version of that.
Yeah.
And I found that out as well. Same thing.
Yeah.
With nutrition. Just yeah. Body feels pretty crap.
I know that it's probably not a question on here, or I might not be looking, but post-Everest, what'd you eat?
I couldn't eat.
Okay.
That was the thing. So that night I got home, you know, you'd expect a huge meal. I think I pecked at some hot chips from the chicken shop.
Pecked?
Delicious.
And I just want hot chips. But you just said that like, you couldn't eat. I was wondering, did you have any cravings or anything after?
Yeah, it was nothing really. Yeah. And then I reckon it was only really Monday.
Yeah.
So maybe a hug.
Monday. No, you don't even want that after those things.
Monday, everything came back. Before running, I went to Woolies and they had donuts.
Good work.
So
on sale for $3. Like, that was a steal. So I bought a pack of that and smashed five before running.
Before. Delicious.
And a chalky milk.
So I'd be very interested if you did this again because I can't eat ride food on these rides. I'll very rarely have gels or bars whilst I'm doing stuff like that. Mm. I go to the stuff I know my stomach's comfortable with.
Yeah.
And then when I've done really big stuff, because I know my guts will get upset, I actually get baby food sachets.
Yeah.
What?
Because it sits perfectly in your stomach.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh, my God. Does it taste okay?
Tastes amazing.
Anything tastes good. That like apple custard and stuff like that. Delicious.
Yeah. Absolutely amazing. Yeah.
No, but I think it wasn't necessarily the gels that they saved me. I smashed two of the SIS, like assist beta fuel ones.
Oh, here we go.
Let's go.
And
with the caffeine,
200 gram ones?
I had
200 gram of caffeine.
Emergency Red Bulls. I've had one energy drink. I had one Red Bull. I've never had pretty much never had an energy drink before.
Wow.
And oh my God.
It's a bit like Liam today on the bike.
I think my eyes like doubled in size.
Yeah.
So I had two of them.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the beta fuel gels.
Ooh.
So and the beta fuel, were they with the caffeine or just normal?
Not either.
I was going to say, how did you sleep after? No good?
Oh, my back was cooked.
Yeah.
But I probably didn't get to bed until like 10:30, 11. I just sat there. Yeah. Just like almost crying.
Yeah.
Best sleep of your life though, surely.
I think I slept twice in midday the next day.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Luckily I didn't work.
Yeah.
Yes. Wang.
One question we don't have on here.
Yes, go on. I know.
Zinger burger, good or bad?
I've never had a Zinger burger.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah,
that's
good.
Mm. All right. Well, to finish it off, can you tell us how much you raise for charity?
So as we speak now, I think I'm just ticked over $1,500.
Amazing.
Well done. Jeez,
unreal. Because I don't know, I wasn't expecting it at all because I think I had my original target as like $400 or $500.
Mm-hmm.
And then just people started donating.
Awesome.
Like even people that I, just everyone.
Johnny Longlegs,
just so whole. No, I think summer's going to be really good this year. Spend a bit of time on the mountain bike.
Yeah.
TDU is going to be so good. I'm really looking forward to that.
TDU's been around always the shop, good.
Fair bit.
Yeah, you'll be busy.
Yeah, the shop will be wild.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Keep that quiet.
Yeah. I am aware of said couple of things, so it'll be good, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very good.
Well, thank you very much.
That's awesome. Kudos to you, mate.
Yeah, kudos. Solid. Well solid. Done. And thank you for coming on as well. So we just got some notable mentions and news from the summit. So apparently, apparently White Lycra has donated 12 coffees to the podcast. Ooh. So thank you so much. And also, this person said some really nice things, which
paragraph we're about this long.
Yeah, very long paragraph. Made us feel very warm and fuzzy, me. I need all the warm fuzzies I can get. The
you
charity ride today.
You should have come on the charity ride. There's warm and fuzzies today on the charity ride. I helped a little Asian lady called Molly up the freeway.
She was lovely.
Oh, really? Yeah.
She was a school teacher. She was a school teacher. Callum hit it off.
Yep.
Oh, bless.
Oh, good work.
Pansy Dick Dick.
Yeah.
Hey, whoa.
That's his pod name. Yeah. Anyway.
D-I-K.
So the charity ride, we apparently raised $1,401, which was amazing.
We were the number one team for raising funds.
Yep.
Good work.
And also something that's not on this run sheet here, but apparently we have had something that happened on the summit where a friend of the podcast, who I've been told not to reveal his name, has actually, he was descending and was hit by a kangaroo and fell off his bike back first. So he flipped over the front of his handlebars and fell off the bike. So he's fine, but I think he just said, put a warning out there to just be wary of kangaroos. He was being slow.
Was he during the week?
Yes.
That's happened countless times.
Oh, dear.
Deer to kill a king's day.
Yeah, not ideal. Mm.
And then the last notable mention is the launch party. So do we have anything we want to say about that?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you to all our sponsors and everyone who rolled in.
Yeah, great Lawrence. And Lawrence and Hanson.
Lawrence and Hanson. It was a sensational evening. Late one.
For some,
yes. But yeah, no, again, thanks. We had most of the sponsors of the Keystone team roll up.
Had about a good time. 80 people roll through, approximately. Yeah.
Paler was flowing.
Good vibes.
Gin was flowing.
Both Keystone and non-Keystone people.
Lots of people. Mm. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you all for coming.
Yeah.
And just as Kashi said earlier, it's G's birthday today.
Yes. Happy birthday to G.
Yeah, she's a cutie. Love that.
Very much so.
That's very good. So I reckon it's about that time.
It is.
Let's jump into it, shall we? So the main reason why we exist. So let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week and check out the times for the folks who've been giving us a show. So it might be the fast guys, it might be the slower ones, but it may be everyone in between. But like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly, and we'll see who and what has been courted. Yes, he courted Frankie's eyes on the leaderboards and some hand picks, hopefully, for some fun analysis this week.
I have one.
Kid McCoy. You want to go up?
McCoy?
Yeah, so, by the looks of it, everyone's got their Super Series climbing legs on this week.
Good wins this week.
There were some very fast ones. Thursday, they were, they looked quick. So the top man was Connor Leahy with a average speed of 26.3 kilometres per hour, a surprisingly low heart rate. And it was a 12:31.
Oof, that's a PB.
So PB. This person has made a PB and changed their name
to their actual name.
First time on the pod we've had a name to the name change.
Yeah. And that's his ride length.
Oh.
59 kilometres.
That's the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the time. Cool. Yeah.
So he's taken almost a minute off his PB. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. I reckon secret training.
No power as well?
Nothing. Hidden.
No, it would have been...
would have been spicy.
Probably approx about 470-ish. Approx.
Maybe 500. So maybe 550.
Just based on his weight.
And then we have, for the fastest women up there, we had Savage Sweet Potato with a time of 17:21, which was... Yeah, not a PB, but still.
Take that, savage.
Still very, very fast. Low heart rate, high speed. Congratulations.
Good work.
Nice work.
Men's. Alex, you got the men's bracket.
Have I really?
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Says he on the run sheet.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Look
what
at
bracket
me.
You got?
Yeah, you can have the iPad.
No, I've got them just here. Thank you. Well, I have the 20-minute bracket this week.
You do.
Starting with, do you remember this bloke, Rocket Tampon?
I do. Third episode.
He did the Everest up Norns.
Yeah, 2025 as part of a 49K day. 267 watts, only 132 beats per minute. Barely working. Second place, Norbert Waddleberry.
What is that name?
Is that a shop?
I made it like... almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
2026 with a 59K day, 247 watts of power.
Jeez, look how rapid his PB is.
I know. 12:30.
Holy shit.
Third place this week with a 20:30, which is actually a PB. New to the pod is Dick Dork.
Woo!
Oh, come on,
I'm hoping that isn't a place on Bannon Road.
No, it's not.
Fourth place, 20:31, 70K day. Chris Marvin?
Yeah. I mean, look at his actual name.
Yeah, look at that.
See, I tried to incorporate some, parallel universes here.
Lastly, rounding us out, 20:32, 74K day, Gibson Tires.
Yes.
That is a place on Paynham Road, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I don't actually go up and down Paynham Road anymore.
Just down the bottom.
Because it's on the opposite side of town to where I live. Yeah. So it's going to be Port Road now, everybody.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Land of promise. No. Shut that down. I like that Dad knows what that is.
I actually don't know.
All righty. So women's bracket. What bracket we got here? 21 minute. So coming in with a time of 20. Is this a PB? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So 21:12 for this lady. 164 beats per minute on a ride length of 20 kilometers.
All targeted.
Yeah.
I haven't said that in a while.
Most definitely. Yeah. Time of 21:12. We have Fleabag.
I watched a TV series and it was called Fleabag, and that's why.
Okay.
My brain's not there to start making up new names right now.
Okay.
We're aware. next we have with a time of 21:41 on a 49-kilometer ride, a little bit shy of her PB, which is 19:28, 164 beats per minute, The Legend of Zorro.
Still working.
Still working, very much so. Then we have on a 65-kilometer ride, time of 21:45, 177 watts and 164 beats per minute, Blueberry Muffin Top. Then next, 96-kilometer ride with a 22:20, 177 watts, so exactly like the previous person, 161 beats. We have Rowan Atkinson.
That was a play on her.
Good old Mr. Bean. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yep.
And the next one's also a play on their name.
Yeah.
We've got a time of 22:32 on an 81-kilometre ride, 17% off their PB. We have Legs of Steel.
I was actually quite proud of that.
That's not bad.
Thank you. That's my finest work, really. Cool. All right, the hand pick. So this was actually over the month of October, and I just want to give a shout out to this person because they beat their PB twice.
Oh.
So Bonk de Blanc originally had a 16:09, which was set on the 20th of September in 2021. He then beat that on the 29th of August of this year at 16:01, and then beat it again on the 14th of October of this month with a 15:34.
Wow.
Which is amazing. That's so awesome. Very good work to
15
Bonk.
15 minutes ain't no easy feat.
Yeah.
Easy bloke comes in at work.
Yeah. Well. He's very nice, guy. Very good friend of the podcast. Yeah. Always giving us good feedback. Thank you.
No.
Before we move on, Kid McQuay, what's your PB up, Norton?
Yeah.
Oh God. I'm a disliker of Norton.
What?
Oh. What?
Get off the podcast.
You should have told us just before the podcast.
No, I can't remember the lot. I think it's mid 15s.
Okay, that's rapid.
I reckon you got a bit in you.
And well, Baker's Dozen and a few others, we've been talking about going for a heist up Norton.
Yeah.
A heist. So what does that mean?
A fully, like, get a good wind.
A fully.
Get Wang a good cyclist. To
do you like how I just didn't say you two?
Wang are a good cyclist.
Anyone. We need it. I get a big punch up there that's not supers.
See, we
not,
did
not
ask this question.
You know.
We did ask this question to Wang last week about how doing it, he thinks it's better to do it on your own rather than doing it.
It is, well, it is
okay.
For me.
We discussed that at work today with Baker's Dozen and a few other people.
Yep.
About what you said last week.
I'm glad everyone's listening.
We reckon it's we reckon it's true for the really fast guys because
yes,
you can keep the consistent power.
Yeah.
Mm.
But for the like fast but not super fast, so like I'm gonna say
Johnny
like,
Longlegs and everyone. Yeah.
Almost 13:30 to 17 minute bracket.
I agree with you 100% there.
I want to sit.
Yeah.
Because you just get so not like.
So it's like a bit of a carrot as well.
Yeah, I think you that's like one of the reasons why.
I love a carrot.
Yeah, Norton like. Just the times vary so different. Like if I cruise up there, it's like 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
All right. Well, this is a call out to Baker's Dozen. Please get in contact with the podcast.
Why not do it on the shop ride on a Saturday?
Yeah.
That goes
organize
up on
a
Norton, doesn't it?
High
yeah, that's
Norton.
His rest day. He takes the B group.
Ah, okay.
Well, he needs to make a special exception.
He needs to make an exception on that day.
He's going to get the I was talking to him the other day, the new Attacker range.
Yes,
shout out, because they're great. Yes. They have flames on the bibs, and he was losing his shit.
Stop.
It's not my vibe, but like, yeah, no, he was frothing.
That's literally like putting flames on the side of your car.
A lot of people do it.
That's not good.
Do you know fashion these days?
No,
have you seen the amount of people that wear flames? times.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty hectic.
Oh, Jesus.
Fully sick.
What's coming up, Cashy?
I think there's a fair bit.
There's a lot coming up.
Yes.
There is.
One moment, please.
Down the page.
All right. What have we got? First up, we've got on the 28th of October, we've got Adelaide Mountain Bike Club with their cross country or XCO at Willowy. Where's Willowy?
Just outside of Melrose. So that's cool. They do a double header. I was going to go to that, but decided I'm a bit cooked.
I was told. I was told recently that they've got a new 40-kilometer bike thing up there that's been done recently. Amazing.
Yeah, I know a little bit about that. So they're doing a double header. I think same weekend Super Series this week.
Silly, just quietly.
Yeah, no.
pretty standard.
I think it is a bit silly. Yes. But yeah, no, a lot of very hard work has been done by
Trailscapes.
A few people. In Adelaide Mountain Bike Club as well to get these races up. Like, they do a lot of work.
Yeah, they're good lads.
And yeah, so the doubleheaders this weekend at Willowy. So I think there's an XCO and maybe an XCM or two XCOs.
Yeah.
And then, Trailscapes have done, like, I think it's called the Epic Trail.
Yeah.
And it goes right the way up or around Mount Remarkable. And that's been going for ages. Yeah, like, cool. The build.
Sick. Epic. Cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. So what else have we got? We've got Oz Cycling Tuesday, Wednesday. So it's 24th, 25th at the Superdrome. So that's the Sprint and Para. Thanks, Frankie.
Advanced Junior Training.
Sorry?
And Advanced Junior Training.
Oh, is that what that is?
Apologies.
No, that's all right. I was like, AD. Angry Dad?
Mm.
Okay.
He's funny.
We've got also on the 29th of October.
Oh, we've got
the Race of the Nation.
That is the Race of the Nation.
The race that will stop the nation.
Yes. We have, not the Melbourne Cup, we have the round six of the Super Series Freeway.
And you're going to be joining us now.
Yeah, oh, man, I'm going to die a thousand deaths. But I'll be a year older, so it's fine. Maybe being the old 4.0 will be...
Secret.
Yeah, it could be the secret.
Raph, when we did the recon today with Raph, he said he had gin legs today.
Gin legs.
And they helped him.
Did they?
So maybe get on the gin
maybe
the
get
next
on the
Saturday
quattrocello.
Night. Yeah,
yeah,
some
okay.
of that quattro again.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
I reckon that race... Freeway Kermes has caused more nightmares than any Halloween movie. the amount of people that have been talking about that for so long now. Like,
mate,
that is
it's not
like,
going to be that hard.
Nah.
Well, for you, it's not.
That has caused grown men to cry.
Cooler.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. So in lead up, on this Tuesday, coming up on the 24th of October, we've got the Norwood Crits. Yep. Are you going to be donating your...
Yep. I'll be volunteering my time, so
Marshall,
come down to
Marshall
the
Batters.
Marshall Matters.
Northern Corner for a wang party.
I'll be there.
Beautiful.
And then Thursday also... again, we've got the women's and junior crits there on
special
the Thursday,
day, that 26. Day as well.
Oh, it's a bloody, great day, isn't it?
Only legends are born on that day.
Listeners at home,
yeah.
The 26th is a special day because not one, but two legends of the podcast are born
on
the 26th of October.
I swear, if you're going to say it's
October.
Both of you, I'm
going to... It is.
It is.
Both the same day.
Oh, so happy birthday for
happy birthday
the 26th, Wayne.
Catch me outside.
Yeah, I love it.
you know how we met Ashley's mum last night?
Yeah.
They're twins.
I really don't believe a word you're saying.
Also on Thursday, again, clubs, talk to each other, please. 26th of October, motor pacing at Hanson Road with PACC. That is road end. Track or road bike there, whatever tickles your fancy on the reserve. So South Coast Cycling that as well on the 23rd, 25th, 27th. So junior training,
all happening.
Training,
and rag gin, which is
gin.
Usually for a typo. It's racing at Edwardstown Velodrome. Alex,
yes,
how you going?
Good, thank you.
What a jam-packed week!
It has lots has happened. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, all creatures in between, if you've enjoyed yourselves, why don't you give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon, and don't forget to tell all your friends and share it with everyone.
And we are also all over the socials where we'll give you updates, info, and let you know when new episodes are out, along with all podcast information. Now, if you want to support us,
you want to support the podcast, head to our Buy Me a Coffee page. And if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
Do you know what? It'd be good if we could get
shout
some...
Shout out to White Lycra.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be good if we can get some more stands. That'd be great.
Two more stands?
Two more stands. Yeah. Well, three. That's the guess.
Three. My arm's getting tired.
really? Really? We're going there?
What?
Yeah.
My hands? Where am I putting my hands?
It's good for you.
Why is... Oh, yeah. We would love your feedback and to know your thoughts, so hit us up and let's have a chat through our Instagram or Facebook page, or shoot through something to our email, radelaidesummer@gmail.com. And with that, insert comedic outro.
I have a joke. This is courtesy of our birthday girl today.
Oh, really?
Because she loves Titanic.
Oh, God.
she was rattling off some hilarious jokes at brunch today. So she's got this one. There was a couple, but this is probably the funniest. So what do the movies Titanic and The Sixth Sense have in common?
I don't know.
I see dead people.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Queen G.
See you on the summit next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.